Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you are tuning in to Therapy in a Nutshell here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a psychologist in Northern California. I've been in private practice for about 34 years. Before that, I worked for Children's Protective Services doing sexual abuse investigation. So that's just some of my background. I realize that sometimes I haven't been telling you my background on the show. I haven't done it for a long time. Said it for a while. Today we're going to talk about hypnosis. And the reason I want to do this is because a lot of people are always asking me, what is hypnosis? How is it utilized in therapy? Is it effective? What's involved? Do I need to be frightened of it? And it's really fascinating, and it's very effective, and I can give you a lot of information about it and give you some examples of how it works. So I thought this might be a way for you to explore the possibility of something else that might help you get through the stuff that you're working on. Especially, a lot of my listeners deal with anxiety and depression and things like that. And I have found that the stuff I'm doing on anxiety and how it goes on to my podcast after the show is really helping a lot of people. I've got 8,400 listeners now, and they're really resonating with how to help themselves through anxious moments and just living with anxiety in their lives. So hypnosis can be powerful for that too. But let's start out with, what exactly is hypnosis, and how is it, what does it do, and how is it regulated and stuff like that? Hypnosis is considered an open profession when you talk about just hypnosis all by itself. And there are people who take a weekend course, or they take an online course, or they take something pretty brief, and then they will call themselves a hypnotist, and they'll hang out a shingle, and they'll start hypnotizing people. And then there are others that do much more extensive training and really work hard at becoming effective, and then they will call themselves a hypnotherapist. They can't call themselves a hypnotherapist, but they can say they do hypnosis. I utilize hypnosis within my psychotherapy practice, and I do it under my marriage and family, licensed marriage and family credentials, also with my doctorate in psychology. So back in the 1980s, when I first was trained in hypnosis, we had to have 100 hours of training. We had to have a lot of experiential stuff, and we had to come back and do supervision on that experience, those experiences. And then we were considered licensed in hypnosis, and it was underneath our license that we practiced with for psychotherapy. And that's what California did. At some point, California dropped the need to be licensed in hypnosis and stopped regulating it. So ever since then, when they stopped it, I don't know exactly when they did that, it became an open profession that is not regulated by law. It's also usually not covered by insurance, because it's not, when you're just a plain hypnotist, you're not doing it under a licensed professional credential. And so insurance will not pay for it. I've never seen insurance pay for it in that way. But you never know these days. You can always check. So I've been doing hypnosis since the 1980s, and I have found it to be extremely effective in dealing with deep-seated issues. The second part of the show, we're going to talk about hypnosis for things like weight loss, quitting smoking, stuff like that. But right now, the way I generally use hypnosis is to deal with deep unconscious issues. So let me give some of the other names that we call hypnosis, or you often hear about hypnosis. Guided relaxation, intense concentration. It's a real heightened awareness. Hypnosis is a way of getting out of your own way, focusing your attention. You block out external stimuli, and you kind of go inside yourself. So what I'm looking for when I do hypnosis with a client is I'm looking for them to access some of that subconscious, that unconscious process. Let's look at your mind as an iceberg. And you know how in an iceberg there's only about 10% above the waterline and the big mass of the iceberg is below the waterline? Well, that's kind of like your consciousness and your unconsciousness. If your conscious thought and conscious awareness is the 10% that's above the waterline, a vast majority of how your mind works is below the waterline, below your awareness, in that unconscious or subconscious zone. So what we're doing with hypnosis is we're trying to get you out of your own way so that you can go below your waterline and take a look at what motivates you and makes you do some of the things that you do. So it's really powerful that way. And if you think of it as just kind of really relaxing, trancing out a little bit, tuning out me in the room, tuning out the environment, and kind of quieting down and going deep inside yourself, that's what hypnosis is. I hear people sometimes religious people will be afraid of hypnosis, and they say you will be open to Satan or you'll be open to evil forces. You are never gone when you're doing therapeutic hypnosis. You're not going for an amnesic sort of trance. You're just going for relaxation and focus. You are fully present. If I said something stupid during hypnosis, you would think, well, that's stupid. If somebody yelled fire, you'd get up and run. You're never gone. You're never open to suggestions that you wouldn't already accept. So it's not dangerous. You're not open to evil forces. You're just basically relaxing. So it's very safe in that regard. Now let's talk about a way that hypnosis can be intense. And this is one reason why I personally believe hypnosis with a trained therapist is really important. There's such a thing as an abreaction. And an abreaction is when somebody has a really intense physical or emotional reaction when they're reliving an experience. So in hypnosis, when you get quiet, you get out of your own way, and you start remembering some of the things that you might have suppressed or pushed down or didn't want to remember, and it can be pretty intense because you're focusing on it. For example, it's not unusual for somebody to remember a situation from their childhood and see what they were wearing, notice what their parent was wearing, if that's where the difficult situation was. They'll have intense recall for things that have happened. So if an abreaction is not handled well in the hypnosis session, it can create some emotional harm. I want to give you an example of that. Many years ago, it's probably 20, 25 years ago, I was doing some hypnosis with a Vietnam vet, and we were working on some pretty severe PTSD issues. He had a lot of repression and a lot of just shoving it all under, didn't want to remember it, and it was really fueling his PTSD on an unconscious level. So we started doing hypnosis to see if we could get in touch with exactly what was happening for him. And he, at one point in the hypnosis, he went into an intense abreaction. He felt like he was there on the battlefield and that bombs were going off. He stood up, threw himself out of the chair, laid down on the floor by the door, and was screaming. If somebody trained in a weekend hypnosis class did not know how kind of intense abreaction, that could have left him in a lot of harm. He could have left suicidal. He might have been triggered into severe depression. He could have felt out of control. He could have disassociated and been kind of lost in that. So I got down on the floor with him, and we worked through the abreaction, and he mastered it, and he came through it, and it took a really deep level of therapy, and he did a beautiful job, and it actually became a turning point in his therapy for healing. I would have been very frightened if he were with somebody who did not know how to handle that intense sort of severe PTSD response. Handled well, it turned out to be incredibly healing for him and catapulted him into the next level of healing with his PTSD. Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you some more examples on how hypnosis can be really helpful for you.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, and you are listening to the incredibly beautiful Native American flute music of Randy McGinnis, Native American flutist. Randy is an award-winning flutist for Native American Music Awards and has played all over the world. He has 6 CDs. They're all different. They're all beautiful. You can go to randymcginnis.com and check out his music. Okay, we are talking about hypnosis. Also, we are live on the air. If you would like to call in with questions about hypnosis or experiences that you've had or anything about hypnosis, please call area code 530-605-4567. Area code 530-605-4567. So I was talking to you at the end of the first section about abreactions and how they can be very difficult in hypnosis, especially if you're not with somebody trained to deal with that level of psychiatric reaction in that can be accessed when you are unconscious about some of your deep trauma. So some of the other kind of more minor things that can happen when you access old trauma, you can get nauseated or dizzy. Extreme emotions can happen. You can get frightened. And it's important that the person you are doing the hypnosis with knows how to take you into that emotion and all the way through and out on the other side with a healing response, not a trauma response, once you're done with the hypnosis. So if you have deep issues, like you know that there's molest issues or rape issues or physical abuse, PTSD type of issues, you want to do hypnosis with a licensed professional because the chance of accessing some pretty deep reactions is pretty high. If you are basically a healthy person, you don't struggle with depression, you don't have a ton of anxiety, you don't have a lot of old trauma or PTSD, accessing hypnosis for some basic things can be extremely effective. I have used hypnosis for weight loss, for stopping bad habits such as smoking, and I can tell you that they are extremely effective. Now, there's a few things that help make hypnosis for those effective. One is that you have to be ready. Hypnosis will not make you ready to stop smoking. But if you say, look, I'm really ready to stop smoking. I've tried a bunch of times. I just can't seem to do it. I don't know why. What's in my way. I really want to do this. Then doing hypnosis to find out the unconscious motivations that are in your way from stopping can really be effective, first off, to get rid of some of those unconscious motivations. And then secondly, to really instill the habits that you do want to replace the smoking. To replace the bad eating habits that you have. So when you're really ready, when you're doing the healthy choices and trying to exercise and get better and eat healthier, and you're just kind of not doing well with it because you can't quite push yourself over that breaking point where you need to do it well, then hypnosis can be powerful and can be really good for you. Let me give you an example of how the unconscious process works to be in your way. I have done a lot of work with eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia. I've done a lot of work with compulsive eating. And hypnosis is powerful to deal with the unconscious motivations for those things. Now, so let's go to compulsive eating. I used to do the behavior modification program for OptiFast here in Reading, and I dealt with people who were losing large amounts of weight, you know, 1 to 200 pounds sort of thing. And there was one woman who had lost, it was well over 100 pounds, and she was doing really well, and she was very excited and feeling really good about herself, and she was coming to the behavior modification classes and doing a really good job. And one day, she was walking down the street, and a guy leaned out the car window and whistled at her and did a hey baby sort of thing. So her initial response was to smile and to feel really flattered. She didn't feel attacked. This was way before that was considered obnoxious. She was just flattered back then. So it was a long time ago. And she came back to group and was saying to everybody, hey, somebody whistled at me. Oh, my gosh. I feel so pretty. I feel so... Nobody's whistled at me ever my whole life. And so she went on and on about it. Well, what was interesting is as soon as that guy whistled at her, she went on a campaign to gain the weight back. She unconsciously was giving up everything she was doing right. She'd gained probably 75 pounds back before she came to see me in individual therapy and said, I do not know what's going on with me. I was doing so well, and all of a sudden I stopped. By this time, months later, she was very much out of touch with the guy whistling at her out of the car window. So in therapy, we're talking about childhood issues, and we ended up doing some hypnosis. And in the hypnosis, she went right to the incident with the guy whistling at her out the car window. But what was important is she went deeper than that. The man whistling at her and telling her she was attractive scared her terribly. She started feeling like, what if I'm attractive? Will I leave my marriage? And she had to access that she wasn't really happy in her marriage and that she had been hiding behind massive amounts of weight for years so that she didn't stop and look at her own sexuality, her marriage, whether she was happy or not. And the simple thing of the guy whistling out the window made her very afraid about what she would do, what she wanted, and where she would go with that. And rather than her having a conscious response that said, wow, that scared me, she had a very unconscious response and just started eating. She mobilized her old coping skill of trying to hide behind layers of fat so that she didn't have to feel. So in the hypnosis, we really accessed this, we processed it. It was like shining a light on what the real issue was going on deep inside her. And we utilized that then in subsequent counseling sessions to talk about her marriage and her happiness and how she'd hidden behind weight. And she really did a beautiful job. Now, the hypnosis, just accessing that memory, didn't solve all of her unconscious therapeutic issues, but shining that flashlight on that issue was powerful and opened the door for her to process the things she needed to do that were deep and unconscious. So that's an example of how hypnosis can be extremely helpful for weight loss. And just as a follow-up, she was able to regain control of her eating behaviors and slowly begin to lose the weight she had gained back. And I don't recall where she actually ended up, but she was definitely way healthier than she was when she had the huge amount of weight on her and was able to move in the right direction and began to love herself. And it was really beautiful. So hypnosis can help solidify desire, motivation. It can get you in touch with what is unconsciously underneath there that's keeping you from getting rid of a bad habit or forming good habits. Let me give you another way that hypnosis can be powerful. And this is an experience from my own life. I had been certified and licensed in hypnosis for quite a number of years when I became pregnant with my second daughter. And I wanted to use self-hypnosis to facilitate the birth. So I really worked with myself to anchor myself to a piece of music. Because I was trained in hypnosis, I knew how to do self-hypnosis. But I worked really hard during the pregnancy to have my self-hypnosis suggestions in mind. I anchored myself with my suggestions to a beautiful piece of music called Fairy Rings that was given to me by a really dear friend, Elena Marie Farver. And so I was anchored to that piece of music. And then what I did when I was in labor was I put the music on. And between contractions, I was totally silent. I went deep within myself. During contractions, I was able to relax my entire body except for the uterine contractions. The midwife that I was using was amazing, and she was totally on board with the self-hypnosis. I remember when it was time to go to the hospital, I didn't want to go to the hospital too early. When I was starting to dilate, we went to the hospital, and I was silent all the way from Reading to Red Bluff, because I was delivering at St. E's where they did VBACs, vaginal birth after cesarean. And I was silent the whole way there. And my husband, Rich, thought that I had fallen asleep. And she said, no, she's focusing. She's in deep trance. So I was able to go from 5 to 8 in one contraction, from 8 to 10 in one contraction, and totally focus my entire delivery. And it was absolutely beautiful. After I was able to birth Ashley that way, I used fairy rings to anchor a whole lot of women in hypnosis to that as a birthing piece of music. And it's so funny because fairy rings has been through probably 20, 25 really powerful births that use self-hypnosis. So focusing that attention, following my suggestions to relax everything in my body and let those contractions be super effective was really, really cool. So that's the use of hypnosis in focusing attention, carrying out the things that I had decided would be really good in a birth that I worked through with the midwife, and it was powerful. It was really a neat experience. I just loved it. It's one of my favorite memories. So hypnosis can be productive, powerful, fun. When you're doing hypnosis, sometimes it's really cool to access old memories that you thought you'd forgotten. Doing hypnosis on myself one time, I accessed a memory where I actually saw myself leaning on a door jamb, watching my mom sewing, doing something. I could see what I was wearing. I could see what she was wearing. I knew what I was feeling watching her create this thing that she was sewing. And it was a beautiful memory. And I really like that. I was amazed when I came out of the hypnosis going at the detail of what I saw. It was like I stood back looking at myself. So hypnosis has a lot of different uses and ways to facilitate what you want to accomplish. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I do when I hypnotize somebody and what the different levels of trance are. So we'll be back in a minute.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, nonprofits and churches and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty. And we are talking about hypnosis and how it's utilized in psychotherapy and how it can be helpful to you in getting out of your own way. So let me tell you when I utilize hypnosis. I want to explain to you how I do it so that you can see that it's not dangerous. It does not open you up to any kind of evil forces. You're not gone at any point so that something evil could come in and take over you. You're basically just going into a relaxed state. So let me kind of take you through what it would look like so you would know what you would experience in a session. I usually dim the lights, and I usually have you go soft focus. Soft focus is where you find something to look at that's a comfortable distance away. So right now, look across the room. Find something to look at that makes you not strain your neck. And narrow your focus down to about the size of a quarter. Then when you focus on that point, that's called going soft focus. You don't want to stare at it in a hard way. What you're doing is just easing your focus on that point. And when you do that, the point may shift in and out. It may go blurry, may become sharper in focus, and everything around it blurs out. So that's usually how I'll start hypnosis with somebody, just having them relax their body and look at a point across the room. Then I'll often start at the top of someone's head and have them start relaxing each muscle group, maybe tense it up and relax it. For example, right now, if you shrugged your shoulders all the way up to your ears and held it there, and then you let your shoulders drop down low, you would relax your shoulder muscles. And that would be really helpful in relaxing your body and getting your focus off the things you're worrying about and start to focus on how you feel physically in your body. So you're kicked back in a recliner in the office, sometimes you have a blanket over you because sometimes you can get kind of cool. You can cool down when you're doing hypnosis. But you're just focusing on how you feel. You're staring across the room, and you're starting to relax your body. And at some point, I might have you practice closing your eyes, and then you can open your eyes at any point if you want to. When you start to relax in hypnosis, it begins to be difficult to know where you end and the chair begins. Like if you have your hands resting on the arms of the chair or resting on your thighs, pretty soon your hands become kind of one with the rest of you. And it's because you've stopped trying to figure everything out and to focus on your body, and you've started to just relax and let your mind kind of go quiet. So it's a lot like meditation in a way. It's attention to inside and how you feel. it's getting out of that conscious space that I talked about in the first section, that where your conscious thought is above the waterline. So we want you to kind of relax and just go below the waterline and see what's kicking around down there. And again, if at any point I were to say something stupid or outside your belief system or anything like that, you would think, well, that's dumb. Why'd she say that? You might even say it. I also want you in a level of relaxation where you can talk to me. Your eyes are closed, and I might ask you a question. I might tell you to keep your body super relaxed and keep your body in park and just keep your eyes closed and talk to me. So I'll ask you a question. Sometimes I'll ask questions and have you answer with your finger. Like, you'll raise your thumb for no, you'll raise your index finger for yes. And sometimes that's easier than trying to talk. So you're very present. You're not gone. Again, if someone yelled fire in the building, you'd get up and run. But at the same time, I'll tell you to focus on your internal thoughts, your internal dialogue. Just relax and see what comes up for you. If the train goes by, my office is not far from the railroad tracks. So if a train goes by, you might not even know that it did because you're so focused on what is going on inside of your head. So you become totally relaxed. You're tuning out the office. You're tuning out the lighting. You're tuning out me, except for my voice. And you're just going kind of deeper and relaxed. And it's really cool because as you cut out all that external stimuli, you are free to listen to that voice inside of you. And what you have to remember is that the healing that you need, whether it's for anxiety or depression, or as I did in birthing my second daughter, just to step into it in a very mindful and purposeful way and relaxed way, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, when you're deeply focused on it, you have a much better chance of pulling it off. So when you tune out the rest of the world for a while and really stop to listen to your subconscious thoughts, the healing resides within you. And I tell people all the time, we're going to trust where your subconscious takes us because that's where the information lies that we need to deal with. So I often have tell clients, I don't want you to judge or analyze what comes up. If all of a sudden you're thinking about your 10th birthday party, focus on it. Go there. Think about it. See what you picture. I might say to you, tell me what you're seeing right now. What's going on? And you, in a very relaxed state, will just start, you'll start talking to me and tell me what you see. Now, people almost always remember everything they've done. They remember suggestions I give them. They remember what they talked about. Because in therapeutic hypnosis, we are not going for that amnesic kind of state. And we're just going for a relaxed, focused, going deeper into yourself kind of focus. So do you remember? Yeah. Do you know the things that we talked about? Of course. Intense emotion can come up. I encourage people to go into that emotion and experience it and work it until we come out the other side of it. And again, that's where therapeutic skills can really come in, seeing somebody that knows what they're doing. So the path to healing with hypnosis can be profound and powerful. The other thing that's really cool about doing hypnosis is it feels good. It's like getting a really good night's sleep because you relax everything in your body, you calm your brain down, and when you come out of a hypnotic session, you usually feel really well rested. So, and that's some of the power of self-hypnosis too. When you can learn how to do that, you can calm some anxiety, you can quiet your mind, and it's a little different than meditation. But you're looking to give yourself certain suggestions and then use those to quell anxiety and to calm depression and things like that. In fact, what I do a lot of, almost every time I do hypnosis with somebody, is I give them suggestions that I anchor to, say, the numbers 1 through 10. And your subconscious becomes anchored to those suggestions, and you don't even need to remember what they are. You can very quietly count, using your breath, going in and out, count to 10, and your subconscious will pull up those suggestions that we've agreed on that that I've given you. And if I give you a suggestion you don't like, I even say, if this suggestion doesn't fit, throw it away or alter it to fit something that you want to accomplish or you want to do. And then you don't even have to remember it. Your brain just anchors it to those numbers 1 to 10. So it's really kind of cool, kind of powerful. It's fun. It's relaxing. It can be intense. You can feel some really deep emotion, and that can be extremely healing, especially when you are guided in how to do that and work through the process all the way to a healing point of view. So hypnosis is not scary, and there's nothing that's going to happen to you that you're not fully in partnership with. So it's really kind of cool. In the last part of the show, I'm going to talk to you about a question I get asked a lot, and that's about past life regression. So I may end up having to do a whole show on past life regression, but I'm going to introduce the idea of it because past life regression is something that can be utilized with hypnosis, and it's pretty neat. It's kind of neat. I want to tell you more about it. But just to review what we're going over right here, right now, is going into hypnosis is that light level of trance, relaxation state, and you're fully in control and you have full memory of what you're doing. When you see somebody doing hypnosis, like on stage at the fair and things like that, they are looking in the audience for people who are highly suggestible to hypnosis. And there's certain techniques they're using to check that out. So when they pick people from the audience, they've already decided that you are susceptible to hypnosis and you can go really deep. And they'll get you on stage. But then again, you won't do anything that you don't want to do. If they tell you to stand there and quack like a duck or sing happy birthday, or even how they always start to have somebody take their clothes off and they're going to do it, if you wouldn't do that, you won't do that. So they can't make you do something you don't want to do. But they do choose the highly susceptible people to hypnosis. Now, the biggest thing I've heard people say to me is, I can't be hypnotized. I know it. I just know I can't be hypnotized. And it's interesting because the more intelligent somebody is, the more hypnosis, the better hypnosis they can do. Once they figure out that they're not losing control, they're not giving up anything, they're just going into kind of a relaxed state, they realize that getting hypnotized is not about being controlled or giving up anything. It's about doing a cooperative effort to relax and go inside. So can you be hypnotized? Yes, you can be hypnotized because it's not being gone, giving up, letting go, being in danger, letting in evil forces. It's not. It's about simply trusting enough in that room right there with that person to close your eyes and go inside and know that you're safe. So some of it is trust in the person that you're with. And if you don't ever trust anybody anytime and never close your eyes to trust anybody or form a trusting relationship with them, then we have another issue. It's not that you can't be hypnotized. It's that there's trust issues. So can you be hypnotized? Yes, you can. All right. We are going to go to break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the past life regression part of hypnosis.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Therapy in a Nutshell. This is Dr. Patty, Dr. Patricia Bay, and we're talking about hypnosis. That's the beautiful Native American flute music of Randy McGinnis. You can listen to his music on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, all the channels. You can buy it through Amazon, iTunes. You can go to his website, randymcginnis.com, and access all six of his CDs. They're beautiful and very relaxing, too. And a great piece of music to anchor yourself to if you want to do a birthing self-hypnosis, like I talked about in the other section. All right. Right now we're going to finish up this last section of the show talking about past life regression. And I'm going to tell you about this, how I got involved in it. Probably 25 years ago or more, it's a long time ago, I was doing hypnosis with people, and they would kind of spontaneously access what felt like memories from a different time, a different era, a different lifetime. And I didn't get overly attached to it. They would come out of the hypnosis experience, and we would process what that meant to them. And there was a lot of relief for them of when they would access something that felt pretty profound to them. And then it was in the, I think it was the late 90s, Dr. Brian Weiss wrote a book called Many Lives, Many Masters. And I'm reading that book, and he does hypnosis, and he kind of started accessing these old memories from people in the same way that I had been doing it for 10 or 15 years. And so I read the book, and I was kind of shocked. He even used a lot of the same language I did when he was doing hypnosis with people. So I got a hold of Dr. Weiss in Florida and called him and talked to him on the phone, and I said, I just had to reach out to you because I've been doing the same thing, and a lot of my hypnosis clients have been kind of going into these places where they're accessing old memories. And he told me that I was like the fourth therapist in the country who'd called him and told him that. So, you know, it really does speak to there being one mind and one force within the universe, that God energy that works through all of us. So here's what I tell people when they say, I want to do a past life regression, I want to come in and just do that. I ask them not to get overly attached to the idea that you're going to go back and figure out you were Cleopatra or you were, you know, King James or something. I don't get attached to that. Let's do hypnosis and let's ask your subconscious to give us the information that we need to help you progress in this life, to get rid of something that's bothering you, like anxiety or smoking or being able to treat yourself in a way like you love yourself and, you know, eat healthy and take care of your body. So let's ask your subconscious to give us what we need. And if you, in hypnosis, if you end up going to some place that feels like it's a different time, a different era, could be what you might call a past life, let's not get overly attached to it. Could it be an example of something you read in a book or saw in a movie or heard about? Yes. Does that matter? No, it doesn't. And I want to give you an example. I was doing hypnosis with a man who, and we never even talked about anything about past life stuff. And he's doing hypnosis because he had a lot of shame and guilt and depression and anxiety. And he never could quite pinpoint exactly where this shame and guilt came from. So we were doing therapy on these things, and we did some hypnosis. And he kind of spontaneously went back to almost an era where it was in old biblical times. And he saw himself as hammering the nails into Jesus Christ's hands and feet. And he worked with that hypnosis thing that was given to him, and he really experienced it. And when he came out of that, well, what happened during the hypnosis is he said that Christ looked down at him from the cross and said to him, "I forgive you." And he felt 1,000 pounds lifted off his shoulders. And he sat with that. He cried during the session. And when he came out of the hypnosis, he said, "Is that real? Was I really there? Did that happen?" And I told him, "Don't get overly attached to was it real or not. Your subconscious gave you that vision for a reason. And let's take that gift and work with it. Let's not go and say, oh my gosh, I had a past life regression and this is what I did in my past life." That is not taking the gift and utilizing it well. So we really processed how he carried all this shame and guilt. And the shame and guilt was as if he had been an instrument of something horrible, either in his childhood or in his subconscious, or was it a past life? Maybe. But that's between him and God. It's not even up to me to know the answer to that, whether it was past life or not. But from his accessing this experience and the alleviation of the shame and the guilt and the feeling that he had when he felt forgiven was profound for him. And it was a huge shift in his therapy. And he began to really move through issues. And he almost totally eliminated his anxiety and depression, gained a lot of confidence in himself. And he was able to go back to that vision and that memory that he was forgiven. And it was beautiful. During his therapy, we accessed that he had a lot of religious issues, having left his religion that he was raised with, and felt shame and guilt about that. So the vision that he had in the hypnosis was very apropos to what he dealt with in his life, very healing for him, and was presented to him in such a way that it was not of this time era. So that's the way I like to do past life regression with people. I don't necessarily call it that. We're going to utilize what your subconscious brings forward that you need to know and you need to see. If what you need to access is your 10th birthday party where your parent was drunk and threw your birthday cake and you've repressed that and you didn't want to remember it, and you need to access that because it is indicative of things you've struggled with all your life, okay, your subconscious is probably going to present that to you in hypnosis to work on. Can that be emotional? Yes. Can it be painful? Yeah. Can you work it through and actually utilize that gift that your subconscious presents to you to create healing in your life? Absolutely. And it's really cool. So when you ask the question, why would you need to do that in hypnosis? Why couldn't you just do that sitting there talking with me in therapy? You can. But my experience is when you shut out the room and you close out my face and any facial reaction I might unconsciously have while you're talking to me, and you go deep within yourself in a quiet kind of place, and you do that in the safety of my office, knowing I'm right there guiding you, knowing that if you have an extreme emotional response, I know how to take you through it and bring you out in a therapeutic and healing way. That gives you a safe place to get quiet and to listen to that part of you that's below the waterline that knows what you need to heal. Whether it's heal your anxiety, heal your PTSD, heal your depression. It's powerful and can be so incredibly profound. So kind of to sum up this, the one caution I want you to know is that there are certain populations that hypnosis is not really good with. I don't like to use hypnosis with people that have severe mental illness, schizophrenia, psychotic sort of things. People with severe dissociative responses like DID, dissociative identity disorder, we used to call it multiple personality, is not a real great thing to use hypnosis with in, at the very least in the beginning stages of therapy. I have used hypnosis with DID, but in a very controlled way and purposely thought out and with a very trusting relationship. So it isn't for everybody. It is highly effective. It is kind of cool because you end up really relaxed. It is safe when you utilize somebody that has the proper training and knows how to take you deep into yourself and out in a therapeutic manner and in a healthy, healing kind of manner. It can be extremely, extremely powerful and very cool. So we've been talking about hypnosis. We're talking about not being afraid of it. So how do you find somebody that does hypnosis? You can look on different therapists in your town, look on their websites. Most therapists have websites now. And they will say if they've been trained in hypnosis, they'll usually say in what they do. EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing, is different than hypnosis. Sometimes I see some of the subconscious stuff come up is similar, but it's different. Sometimes I do EMDR with people first, and then later we'll go deeper with hypnosis. It depends on what their issues call for. But so EMDR is different, and we'll do a show on that at some point too, and that's kind of cool. Does some really cool healing. So call different therapists and ask who does hypnosis. You can look up hypnosis in your area, but then again, you might get somebody who's done the weekend online course and might not have the skills to go deep into therapeutic issues that you've got. So I want to thank you for joining me today on Therapy in a Nutshell, talking about hypnosis. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, and you can access this show on my podcast on the Anchor app or on Spotify or iTunes. You can type in a Google search, Dr. Patricia Bay, Therapy in a Nutshell podcast, and there's like 50 shows on there now. They're all free. And the whole reason I do this show on KCNR and the whole reason I do my podcast is to try to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.